swore that we said was the snow that killed the other two. But it wasn't. Nature can be lethal. But it doesn't hold a candle to man. Now you've seen how bad things can get, and how quick they can get that way. Well, they can get a whole lot worse. So we're not going to fight anymore. We're going to pull together, and we're going to find a way to get out of here. First, we're going to seal off this.
And now, our feature presentation.
Hot as fuck, bro.
It's pretty fucking hot.
Yes.
It's pretty fucking warm.
Yes.
If only we could drop into an ocean filled with beautiful creatures that'll probably eat us. Especially me.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Like, look at this big sea lion. I'm like, I'm not a sea lion. No, I just gotta eat. I'm rambling.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the Cinema Villains proudly present to you a special episode here today. We have a friend of the show.
Yay.
Long time listener.
Yay.
Little sister to Dreadheaded Maniacs.
Yay.
Kaisha Fields.
Hello.
Makeup artist extraordinaire. A getter of my nerves.
Definitely.
I am very happy for you to be here.
I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm really excited. We've been trying to do this shit for the last 2 years.
2 years, yeah, totally.
Two fucking years.
It's been 66 years.
Yes. We've been trying to do this shit forever. And the stars have aligned it, and aligned it is not even a word, but it is. I'll make it one today that you're here in Austin, Texas, in my lovely studio apartment, even though this is definitely not that.
Not a studio apartment, like, because people are going to think you just have a studio now.
I mean, probably.
Like a flat?
I wish, oh, dude, flats are awesome. But anyway, thank you again for being here. Again, tell, before we even go on with our shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
That, this is why he's my hetero life mate. Tell the lovely audience.
Screaming.
Tell the lovely audience, who the fuck are you are?
My name's Kai. I am the founder of Kai Fix Horror Group. I am the creator and soul artist right now in Kai Fix Studios. I'm a special effects makeup artist. I am a podcaster. I'm a published author. I do a little bit of everything. So yeah, sorry, I'm a little delulu. I'm coming off of a 10-day overnight film shoot, so I'm like super tired. So
yeah,
I'm a little delirious.
It's all
right
good.
Now.
Yeah, it's
wow. It's
and
crazy.
I just had a delicious sandwich, so I'm like, ugh.
It's crazy to have someone actually talented on the show.
Finally, right?
Two losers, just like.
Oh, just, don't do that.
You know,
finally. No, see, this is what we do. We gas each other up, except for us. We don't gas each other at all.
Yeah,
we gas other folks up.
Oh,
our fans, our guests, because you guys are better than us, and we want y'all to know that.
Shout out to the bad guy from RoboCop being in this movie for fucking 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Not saying one fucking word.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, but yeah, go
if
ahead.
You're wondering, this is actually our second guest.
Yeah,
that we've had all time on the show.
Yeah,
first
is the worst. Second is the best, though.
Yes, shouts out
right.
to Moncrief. Shouts out to Moncrief Bob.
Oh, we gonna see him? Oh wait, I don't know if I should say that.
Probably, maybe. But yeah. Shouts out to Moncrief Bob of the Straight Chilling Podcast.
Yeah,
we only call him Moncrief Bob because only me and like three other people get that joke. But you can listen to Straight Chilling down the line. But we have. My family here, with Kai being in the building again, we try to get them here in the building to talk about one of their favorite movies growing up and their favorite villain. And we are covering something that I'm very fucking shocked we haven't covered up until this point.
Oh, we've been waiting.
No,
I feel so happy
that y'all like have waited for this. Like
we sat on
me.
This fucking movie. I'm gonna let you know now. we wanted to. And then when you said this is when you come on, this is what you wanted to talk about. We were like, bet we're not fucking talking about this movie.
It's been like, what, 2 years?
Yes. And then you had the unmitigated gall.
I know.
To try to pick something else. And me,
I can feel the disappointment in the text.
Yeah, because fucking, you told me that, like, oh, Kai's coming. She gonna do the show. I'm like, fuck yeah, let's go. And then you're like, oh, but we're doing this movie. And I'm like, oh, I mean, that's fine. Sure. Okay.
It's okay.
That's yeah, fine. We were fucking heartbroken. I damn sure was, but I was like,
I'm not gonna lie. I was just gonna sing Cell's theme from Dragon Ball Z. I was just singing that bitch the whole episode.
Yeah. I'm so glad that they changed their mind.
I was just gonna make when I was a boy jokes all day.
We were just gonna bullshit the whole time, but now we get the bullshit with purpose.
Absolutely.
Tell our lovely audience why you decided to pick the most random fucking shark movie of all time, Deep Blue Sea.
You mean the greatest fucking shark movie of all time?
Jaws exists.
Yeah, suck it, Jaws.
Jaws is great. Jaws is like granddaddy, but this is like the cool aunt that like smokes pot and everybody loves.
Hey,
is that not Sharknado?
Sharknado
is your uncle or something.
No, bad. Sharknado's like the Gen Z fucking...
It didn't come out during Gen Z era.
I'm just saying, Sharknado...
Because you Gen Z.
I'm not Gen Z.
You're fucking... What shit, the way you treat me, I might as well be. But no, you're
a millennial.
Like, you're a late-ended millennial.
Hey, what am I?
You're also a millennial, my boy. We're millennials. We're early millennials.
I was born in 1995, okay?
Oh, god damn.
Yes! Now I am not... Vindication! Now I don't feel as fucking old. Now you join me in this hell. They've been doing this to me since they got here. Right.
Fuck, I'm old.
Yes. They'll
be like,
thank
oh,
you.
Virtual Insanity came out in 96. I said, I was one.
hey, you know what you know what Shaq told me the other day?
What's up?
That Jamiroquai is the band, not the dude.
Jamiroquai is the band.
Yeah.
I thought it was the dude.
JK is the lead singer.
We didn't know.
I thought he was Jamiroquai.
Never knew. Shaq came up to me. Jose, did you know Jamiroquai is the band, not the dude? And I was like, holy shit.
It's like Sade. Sade's the band, but it's also her name.
Okay, no. That doesn't count. That don't count.
I was like, no.
You get the fuck out of here. what was I playing when you walked through this bitch?
Smooth. No, what were you playing?
I was playing Sade.
Oh, okay.
It was really Sade, but I grew up fucking like, I was about to say, you just blew my fucking mind for a split second, and then you followed up. I was like, but that's the name of the band, but that's also her name. Like, no, fuck you. That is Sade, and you will not be Mandela affecting me in this point.
Okay, favorite Sade songs, go now.
Oh, mine? Sweetest Taboo, Your Love is King, Always,
Stronger Than Pride?
That's a good one, but it's not that one. It is literally, it's my favorite fucking song of all time, and I can't fucking name it. I literally sing it all the time, and it's, it is...
No Ordinary Love.
Thank you, Jose. Saving my ass. Because I was about to just start singing the song and embarrassing myself in front of these virtual audience. And, but yes, those are
mine
my favorites.
Mine is Kiss of Life.
Kiss of Life is good.
Only because that's what Doom
that
sampled
song.
In Doomsday.
God. Of course.
I absolutely love Kiss of Life. Yeah. It just reminds me of waking up. Actually, I like to clean late at night. So getting off work and cleaning and having candles and...
Yeah, nah, I feel you, but you know I have like Sade Sundays in this bitch.
So. He does.
I does. I do, and it's literally what I
does.
I do. It do go. It do go down. It do go down.
Okay.
But yeah, glad to have you here to talk about Deep Blue Sea.
Deepest bluest.
Just pranced around Shag's living room. And I forced him at gunpoint to play that music video.
You wouldn't have had to force me. I'd have been like, say less, let's go.
Yeah, that is
that
my hell.
That is artist right there. That is peak.
That was my hell. We talked about certain things about this movie, but like again, like you're our guest and obviously you chose this movie and you actually bringing this up to us, not saying that it's one of your favorite movies growing up, but you also have a different villain? As not saying the shark so much, but an actual person?
Yeah. The sharks are the victim, mm-hmm. to be quite honest. And this is not on, like, any PETA shit. But, like, my thing is that they came into their world, their mm-hmm. habitat, and, like, fuck shit up for the advancement or whatever mm-hmm. of humans. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, we're being sacrificed. So it's, like, we're just a product of what we've been... I guess, manipulated to do. Mm. You're the one that fucking made our brains bigger, so we're just gonna do what we want to do, which is eat. That's all they want to do is eat
and fornicate.
That too, but yeah. So the real villain is the doctor.
Oh, the doctor!
Look at that. She's fucking. This is why we have fucking great guests.
Yeah,
we'll be like, yeah, that shark's bad.
Yeah, that shark's bad, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah, let me tell you why this shark's evil.
Let me drunkenly tell you why this shark deserves to be in the fucking villain dome.
Yeah, no, it's totally the doctor. I feel like all of the people here are victims, except for her. And like how we were saying earlier off show, like she. Like, there are moments in the film where she's like, oh, well, my dad, my mom died from Alzheimer's, whatever, whatever. But it's like, are you saying that to, like, gaslight people, to, like, get them to feel empathy for you, to, like, push this experiment? Or are you, do you actually feel that way? You know what I'm saying? There's another part in the movie that I kind of feel like maybe that was, like, true when she, when they're getting confronted after, like, the first little, like, flood happens. Mm-hmm. And, Carter's like, what the fuck did you do to these fish? And she's like, the people that we'll save. And he's like, bitch, like, get your shit together. Like,
yeah, yeah, it's that was a nice little fucking thing to bring up, because, like, honestly, if fans who listen to our show automatically know, we're going to dumb shit down. If any other fan of other shows have listened to us on other shows, we come here, even your show.
We had such a blast.
Yeah.
It completely derailed how my show normally is.
Yes, of course.
I'm like, oh, this we is fun. Do this. I actually, I'm not saying I don't have fun when I record my show, but like, it was really fun.
We bring a sort of chaotic.
Definitely chaos.
Like chaotic, not, is it chaotic good or chaotic neutral?
Chaotic, it's chaotic good. Okay. Chaotic good.
Okay.
Because we're not, like,
bad.
We're not, yeah.
No, it's definitely chaotic good. It was refreshing for me, definitely. But, mm-hmm. you know, go Dream Warrior.
That is what we bring to other shows. And then now you're on our show, and it's like, hey, I want to be professional. It's like, nah, we're going to fucking bring you down to knuckle-dragging territory.
Right.
Because that is what we do. But, no, it's great to get a different perspective on this
totally.
Movie. Because, like, I'm definitely thinking, this fucking shark movie, go boom. like, that's how I act when I see this. And also, like, Jose, I'm going to ask you a question. Because we talked about this earlier. And what was the last rapper you seen in a horror movie?
The last rapper?
Mm-hmm.
That I seen
a last horror? Rapper.
What do you mean?
Like, musician.
In a horror movie?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Bring rappers back to horror movies.
Fuck, we brought it up a couple weeks ago. Was it not? Oh, fuck. Oh, goddamn, we're going to forget his name again.
What movie?
Chainsaw 3D.
No. It's actually one recently.
What, Trey Songz?
Thank you.
Yeah,
he's not a rapper.
No,
cause
he, what did you say?
I said Neo.
You said, I'm like, Neo?
Wait, yeah. Neo?
I said Neo was Trey Songz in that fucking movie.
And I was like,
that shows you how much I knew nothing about that.
I'm about to make you feel old, okay?
I was like, was it not Tank? I was like, was it not Tank? You're like, what?
He was in Chainsaw 3D. That movie was... God damn.
That's my mom's favorite fucking movie.
What?
It's terrible. I'm like, mother, please stop.
I like the new one.
Get help.
Oh, well, no. Technically, the new Netflix Texas Chainsaw, Jacob Lattimore, is a singer. The black guy?
Yeah.
He's a singer. He's an R&B singer. But he's not rapping.
Oh, wait, so what's
We're talking like hardcore, like rap.
But LL is not even hardcore rap.
No, but I'm saying he's a rapper, though. He's not a rapper. Like, he's a
hip-hop legend, though.
Like,
so,
Busta Rhymes was a rapper in Halloween Resurrection.
Yeah. So, pretty much... Our answer was Kid Cudi. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
And he produced that fucking movie.
Kid Cudi and his nice appendage, Grown Man Cudi.
Yeah, Grown Man Cudi, because he's no longer... It's just what... Did he drop the kid from his name and just start to call himself Cudi? I know he goes by his real name now, mostly.
Scott.
Yeah, there he goes.
Mr. Moscati.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It takes me everything in my power not to call him Mr. Moscato.
Oh my gosh, you got on my brain. I was just thinking that.
That's hilarious.
It's like, I'm not going to be disrespectful, but like, I would drink your last name just to let you know.
I would drink your last name.
Okay, I don't want to derail, but I have a quick question.
Ask.
Go.
So, like, out of all of the kill sequences in this film, which one would you want outside of Samuel L. Jackson?
Okay, damn it.
Fuck, all right.
Yeah.
You got me.
Yeah.
Which one would you want, like, which situation would you like to, like, how would you like to die?
How would I like to die? Like, I don't want to get eaten by a shark. Fuck that. Give me the white chick who gets blown up in the beginning. Give me that.
So
I refuse to be eaten by a shark. Absolutely not.
When I was at the movies watching Scream, the latest Scream, I was literally texting Shag in real time. And I said, the sequence where all the friends are going on the ladder across from one room to the other, running away from Ghostface, reminds me of the scene where they were on the little ladder falls and they fall into the water. That reminded me of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Shaq's like, you're reaching. No, I'm not. No, I am the deep blue sea expert.
Only she doesn't fall to her death. Well, she falls, but then the shark gets her.
Yeah. Like, no. Just the whole sequence of surviving on a ladder, like in between. To me, I would be like, that's like a reference.
So, first off, go to hell. That is not what happened, because you said they took that from Deep Blue Sea.
I did?
Yes. You said they took it from Deep Blue Sea.
Maybe
I'm like, no, they didn't. No, it's, I'm just like, I was like, no, you did. Like, no, they didn't. Because that would imply they would have to see this movie to do that.
Oh, fuck off. I was also very drunk. I had went to see Scream.
Was that your fourth time?
No, my third.
Okay. Because I didn't.
No. It was my first. It
Okay.
It was my
you
first.
You sure?
I'm positive. Either my first or second.
I saw it two times
in like 24 hours.
So did I. Because I saw it a total of three times.
Okay.
But I thought you saw it more than I did.
No.
Okay, because I was jealous.
I literally went to the movies and then went back to the movies.
I was jealous because you had the fucking Ghostface joint, which you won't give to me, and I'm just saying you don't love me anymore.
What, the popcorn thing?
Yes.
Okay, nice.
No, the drink cup.
Yeah. Oh, the drink cup, okay.
She won't give it to me because she doesn't love me, but that's besides the case.
Aw.
Anywho.
Aw.
But no, like, I do recall you saying that you were reaching, but it was more so on the fact that like they would have to fucking literally say, "Hey, you know what I thought was cool? Let's rip this scene off from Deep Blue Sea," knowing damn well that's not what happened.
Maybe I'm just overprotective of Deep Blue Sea.
It's fine. Let the audience know that no one here on that represents Cinema Villains hates Deep Blue Sea.
Not at all.
At all.
This movie's fucking amazing.
This movie is hilariously fun to watch.
It's great. It really is. I'm telling you.
It's so fun. No one hates it, but it's like you sit there and we're kind of like, man, cinema, right? Just because look at it. It's peak. Then again, I just seen fucking Deep Impact.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I'm like,
is that with Lauren Fishburne? Jesus Christ.
What's up with you and these names today?
I know.
We are horrible.
Fucking, oh my God. God, what is the name? Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's like, what?
Yeah, God himself.
Yeah, God. I was like,
nah. And then, but we'll see those movies and just be like, damn, man, cinema. And then, like, I need to watch something dumb as shit. And this movie, with the star power that it had, looking back on it now, fucking, just how? Who agreed to do this?
The director was very, very headstrong.
Because was it not old boy?
Rennie Harlan?
Yeah.
He was very headstrong. This movie came out around the same time that The Haunting, that Blair Witch fucking Project came out.
Yeah.
The Wood. So you have so many different demographics going to see movies, and he's like, oh, I want my shit to come out now. I'm like, all right, brother.
But you sure?
You know.
Hype.
And this is the same guy that did Nightmare 4.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
and Die Hard 2, Shag, get ready. We're gonna record that one day.
I'm like, you were very headstrong, sir. But and he had the whole notion of this being like a revolutionary like shark movie, like up there with Jaws, like let's do this, let's do that, which it had the potential, but it just came out at the wrong fucking time.
Yeah, that's a victim of your own hubris.
Yeah,
hubris. I like that word.
Like you can't, like you thinking it's like, hey, we'll be fine. Like, are you? Are you sure about
Are
that?
You sure about that?
Like,
I seen a bust through the wall?
It's just like, no. Like, but, I mean, okay, so, like we normally would do when we are on our show, I want you, it's like, how did you feel when you came out to watch this movie? Like, how old were you? And then, okay, no, actually, I take that back.
No,
don't do
no,
it.
No, 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 no.
Fuck. Okay.
Too bad. Right, I got to tell the story.
All right. Explain to us your first time actually seeing this movie and how it made you feel, and like why is it so important to you?
Well,
I fucking already know the story, and I'm already fucking upset at myself because I put myself in a game YouTube.
I was
my bad.
5 years old when I first saw Deep Blue Sea. My grandmother had one of those big old box TVs, and I would go hang out at her house during the day, and she would make me chicken fingers and Pop-Tarts, and I would watch Deep Blue Sea over and over again on the VHS, and then I'd rewind it back. And it's just like nostalgia. I feel like with every movie buff, there are films that we like because they're actually good movies and they move us. And then there's films that bring nostalgia and comfort. This is definitely both of them for me. I feel like this is actually a really good film, but also the nostalgia and the sense of like inner child that like this movie brings out of me is amazing. And that's why I say with my whole chest that Deep Blue Sea is the best shark movie, but obviously Jaws is amazing. But yeah, that was my first time watching it. I watched a lot of things I shouldn't have watched when I was 5.
Hey.
But yeah, no, totally like that. And I touched on Deep Blue Sea on my show, on my podcast, and I dedicated it to my grandmother, who's still alive and well. But I'm like, thank you. Like, this is like this is like my thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's sweet. Jose, she just shitted on everything we've done for the last 3 years.
I'm telling you, everyone's like, hey, guys, can y'all be more like that?
No.
Absolutely not.
Fucking cavemen is what we are.
Ooga booga.
Ooga booga.
Me tell joke. Me fuck hard. Just like whatever. It is so stupid. So I am going to play a little game with you.
Okay.
And my sister dear, it is Jose. You are exempt. If you listen to our show, if you do, why?
That was terrible for podcasting. I just did the RKO pose. Let me. Yeah, I was just so happy.
If you listen to our show, you already know what's coming. If you don't, this is going to be fun for you, my lovely sister. We're going to play a little game called Bop or Flop.
Oh
Bop
it. God!
Yes,
flop it.
Deep Blue Sea came out in 1999, directed by Rennie Harlan. I want to ask you, my sister, what was this movie? Was it a bop or a flop? Before you answer that, I'll give you a hint. The budget for this movie was $60 million.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Okay.
Budget for this movie was $60 million. Now, I also... You are. I'm going to treat you the same way I treat Jose. You can get close to the number, and if you're close to it, you can be right. But if you're wrong, I am going to make you know you're wrong. So, good luck, buddy. What do you think? Was this movie a bop or a flop? And what was the total box office number?
I definitely believe it was a flop.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to think about Blair Witch,
mm-hmm,
and the fucking movement of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing around what, 13 to 20 mil maybe?
13 to 20 million?
Mm-hmm.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Jose.
I'm so glad to see someone else sweat and struggle. It's like, this is what it feels like. Holy shit.
Jose, how well do you know playing bop or flop?
How well do I know?
Yeah. No, you know what? No, never mind.
Well, I was like, huh?
Because I was going to have you read the numbers.
Okay.
But, like, I'm going to make you go through. I'm going to let you see what you go through all the time.
Okay.
So, Ms. Fields, I'm going to tell you now that with a budget of $60 million, Deep Blue Sea, you said it was a flop, is 100% a certified bop, actually. Came in with a whopping total with a box office numbers, you said $13 million, $164 million.
Damn.
I was also 4 when it came out.
Look how she has to throw it back at us.
That's like, amazing.
Yeah, it was a summertime bop. And
summer bop. And you got to think about the star-studded cast.
Yeah. It's you had Samuel Jackson.
Sam Jack.
LL Cool J was like, you had, that was definitely popular black media. Like,
hello.
Like, you, those are two black staples in the household.
In the household, yeah.
And especially LL, because this was like, still, he was still like, he's not LL today, but he's LL back
now
then.
Now he's NCIS.
Yeah, that's what he's known for.
Or is it NCIS?
It is, yeah. NCIS, yeah.
Wait, but, yeah, it is. It's yeah, like it is. LA. No, it is. CSI, LA. It is. Yeah.
Because he did a rap about it.
Oh, Jesus.
I remember the fucking commercial. But no, it's released in theaters during the summer season. Deep Blue Sea grossed $164.6 million worldwide. It received generally mixed reviews from critics who praised the suspense, pacing, and action of the sequences, but criticized its unoriginality and B-movie conventions.
Boo. So,
yeah, that's... And we already know how we feel about critics around this bitch.
Bill Skarsgård's dad is in this damn movie.
Yeah, Skarsgård.
She had me thinking that like one of the
Skarsgård Prime is in this.
You said that I said a dude. We were watching clips of it, uh-huh. And I said a dude, and I might have been the director. Yes. Turned around and was showing something, and I said that motherfucker looks like Triple H, and she started cracking up, and then she, without me even looking at the screen, she said that's Bill Skarsgård's dad.
That's Pennywise's dad.
And I'm like, get the fuck out. Yeah. I'm like, it blew. No. It wasn't him. I was just confused. Because yeah. She was like, no. That's him. That's direct. I'm like, oh, you about to tell me that fucking someone played the game.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, wrestling. But anywho. So, really quickly, I know I grew up. I saw this. I didn't see this in theaters. This is VHS, 1,000%. It was definitely a big hit at Blockbuster. VHS popped that beast in. It was like one of those movies that me and our family watched, and because it had Sam Jackson in it, and it was like, oh, I can't remember if I was scared of this, but I don't think I was. But this one was fun. I remember having fun with it. I never remembered I hated it, but like if I listen to Deepest Bluest one more goddamn time, I'm gonna go jump into the deepest, bluest fucking concrete and hope my blunt
God splatter. Damn.
I fucking hated that song.
I love that song.
I liked it the first three times I heard it.
Yeah.
Then BET existed and then just blew it the fuck out of the frame.
It did.
And I was tired of it. I wanted it to end. And they say, are you talking about the movie or are you talking about the song or your... Yes.
God damn.
I was over it. I was like, okay, I'm done. Jose, how about you?
Yeah, no, I just see it in theaters. I had it on DVD, and it was nice. I just watched it all the time. Mm. It was probably my favorite shark movie, not named Jaws. No, I probably liked it more than Jaws back then, because, you know.
Say that shit with your chest. Yeah, I like Deep Blue Sea more than Jaws.
Yeah, it's fun. LL Cool J is great in this movie. Are you okay, Shaq?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay,
I'm just feel like I'm getting my ass beat verbally here.
Oh, sorry. That was a lashing.
That was.
Aww.
Y'all just proceeded to put the boots to me with words.
Yeah, boots and words. There's a bird that gets eaten, but, you know, it's all good.
Not the parrot.
You ate my bird. I used to recreate scenes when I was a kid of this movie.
Yeah, so. Tell us about the one that you...
Oh, yeah, I used to pretend I was locked in the oven.
Oh, my God.
Did you put yourself in a whole ass oven?
No, I had a bunk bed, and I was just like...
Oh, okay, thank God.
Yeah, part of me was like, bro...
No,
I was definitely...
I have black parents. That's what I'm saying. I'm like... was in the oven.
Yeah.
That's why I was concerned, because I'm like... You had to have do this when they weren't around.
Yeah, no. I would just be under my in my bunk bed and say the monologue, or I'd throw like something and be like, "You ate my bird."
That's adorable.
Yeah, nah. It is very. Like, I'm very glad she picked it up, because I swear to you, if you were just, because when you told me this, I'm like, look, if you didn't see me look at you with concern, but I was like,
I felt it.
I was like, wait,
are
what?
You okay.
I'm like, you were a child back then, so I guess, but I'm like, I'm looking at you like. Concerned. But I mean, yeah, in this movie, like I said, me, when it comes to Jaws and Deep Blue Sea, I like Deep Blue Sea. I think because of the recent experience I had with Jaws, mm-hmm. with at Sunray, you remember, I told you that. It just kind of changed my whole experience with that.
So that for you is your nostalgia.
I didn't grow up on Jaws. I grew up on Deep Blue Sea though.
Yeah.
I unfortunately grew up on Jaws 3D, and I really wish I didn't.
Ooh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, Jaws 2. Wait, which one was the one with the kids?
2.
Okay, so I grew up on Jaws 2. Because I was like, why don't they show the original Jaws? Because TBS used to fucking show that shit all the time.
Yeah.
But Deep Blue Sea was the newer shark movie. I'm like, yeah, okay. And then I'm like, oh, this was fine. Okay. Cool. Not bad. Not bad. LL's weird. You know what I think it got me? I think them killing Sam Jackson still kind of stuck.
I was waiting on us to talk about that.
Them fucking killing Sam Jackson when I was younger, I was like, why would you do this? I got older. Fucking hilarious.
Man, when I tell you that monologue is that whole thing.
You're fucking caught up for words.
I am. I just now at the tender age of 28 and I look at the CGI and I'm like, fuck.
You could hear they said their age. And me and Jose collectively just looked at each other and you can hear the fucking SpongeBob doo-doo.
I remember my young gripe age of 28, no back pain yet, knee pain.
Shit, I do.
Fucking just looking just great, full of energy still.
Yeah, my depression did not come in fully yet. That was great times.
Okay, so I have a quick question.
Yo.
Versus, so do you feel like which kill is better? The Sam Jack kill or the antagonizing kill of Skarsgård getting his arm cut off and then having to sit there and be thrown into a glass by a shark?
So if you're asking us what's our favorite cinema villain moment, then, because that's usually the kills. But to be respectful to you, are you saying what is our favorite kill or what was the best kill?
Between those two, which one did you like more?
Sam Jack. Always.
Really?
Sam Jack. Sam Jack.
Sam Jack was great, but then as I think about it now as an adult, I'm like, this man got his arm bit off, airlifted, back into the ocean, drug by a shark, and then the shark took the helicopter down, and then the shark takes you, and you're still alive because his eyes were blinking, and throws you.
And just yeets you into a glass.
Literally yeets you, and then you're looking at your wife. That's intense.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of fucked up.
That
yeah,
is
she's
so
over here
he
crying.
Was alive during that whole thing.
Yeah, but no, Sam Jack is still
Sam
better.
Jack.
Yep, Sam, still Jack.
Sam
Jack. Because
I'm like, black man fall down, go boom.
It's just because it was such a great Sam Jackson speech.
Yes. That was we were getting prime Sam Jackson shit.
Yeah.
And the jaws of life just snatched that
shit
away from us. And I'm just like, oh, this is that type of movie. Oh, shit. Because, like, high key, at the time, and speaking of which, the fucking kill is on now, high key, we are legitimately talking about that scene and... when you were growing up, you're like, black folks don't live in the movie long enough, but we were like, Sam Jackson's untouchable.
No,
dude, at that time?
Yeah, 99.
At that time, we're getting into prime like Sam
okay,
Jackson.
Yeah.
That's after Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. He is the most recognized person in this movie.
Okay.
Like, you have to think of it that way. Like, there's no way he's gonna fucking die.
Right.
And then he fucking beat... He's like, what, the... third death?
I think so.
Yes. No. If we count, I think he's the second.
So we're gonna. So I'm counting the teenagers on the boat.
Oh, okay. Well, if that's the case,
well,
then
they didn't
he's
die, like, though, did they?
One did.
I thought they didn't. No.
No, they didn't. Okay.
Technically, if we go in order, the first person that died was the lady was Tower Brenda. She died. Mm. And then after that. We don't necessarily know that he's dead yet because his body isn't found until later on. Mm. He could very much so well be alive.
Oh, he did.
Then, yeah, Sam technically is the second because after that, then you have Susan.
Okay. All right, so he's the second. She's the second. Susan's second?
No, Sam is the second. Susan, wait. Okay. Damn, now I'm confused.
Yeah, because this is like, because I'm looking, no, I'm saying he dead. He is fucked. Capital fucked. There's no way he's coming back from this. My boy, you lost a whole ass limb, my guy.
Oh, my God. The doctor pissed me off so bad because they're like trying to help him, and she's like, I'm not this kind of doctor.
Shut the
I didn't
fuck
ask
up.
You if you were this kind of fucking doctor.
I'm telling you, like, this is the type of shit. But, like, again, so you were explaining. So explain the two kills, why you picked the other one, because I know you were going into detail telling us in our audience about the severity of the situation and how fucked up it is. To see your loved one go through that, because you're seeing through the eyes of his wife.
Yeah.
Right? So I get that.
His eyes, too. I was just sitting down one day, and I was, like, watching it, and as the scene where the shark has his body in between his mouth, I was like, this dude is still alive. He's blinking. And I'm like, the things that you, like, psychologically, like, what you're seeing under the ocean gate, what you're seeing under there.
Oh my God. Wait. Now I got to talk about it. Keep going.
You
but
know,
I'm...
like, what you're, like, you, like, the man was airlifted and brought back down from a helicopter by a shark. And he took the whole helicopter down.
Yeah.
I have nothing left to say.
Okay, so.
And we're catching up. We're looking at that now.
So, like, so high key. Was this not the first film version of Ocean Gate?
It was. I don't know.
People playing with fucking shit they shouldn't be playing
with. Yeah, no, totally. Like, I feel like.
And motherfuckers are dead.
All of them.
Things man, like that. Man. Well, you know right. how you have that subgenre of horror, which is what something that I like to call, like, happy little accidents?
Yeah.
Like, you have, like, the scientist, or you have, like, the explorer, or, like, kind of like what happened to that Rockefeller guy who, like, went over, he was, like, messing with the cannibals and ended up, like, dead. Mm. Like, stuff like that, you know? Mm. I feel like Ocean Gate has the potential to be a wonderful horror movie.
Oh, yeah. No, you know it's coming.
Yeah.
You know it's coming. But, I want to say, like, this one, because all the scientists have died.
Yeah.
I do know that, so that's the only reason why I can compare it. Also, here's another bone-chilling thing about that kill that you just discussed. You say he's still alive. That motherfucker could have drowned.
Yeah. Well, he had the mask on his face. They put the mask on his face.
They put the mask on his face, but I could have swore that mask was off when he hit the glass.
It wasn't.
It wasn't?
It was all right,
so I'm going to be refreshing because I'm like, he could have drowned. My man could have been way drowned.
No, he had that mask on. Yeah,
he had the mask on. And then just the fact of you, like, mentally, like, we don't get any dialogue from him.
No.
He's just, like, are we focusing on him this whole
time? I mean, we're looking at the kill.
We get no dialogue. Imagine the fear. The fear. You have no control. You can't talk. Nobody can save you. And you know this shark is on your ass.
So, and that's also dope. That was definitely a reverse shot.
Yeah, definitely a reverse
that
shot.
That was a fucking reverse shot. Did you see it, Jose?
I love the blood on the hands. That's my favorite part.
Yeah. Now, it's like, you know what? This is how, I'm not even drunk, but I swear to God, I'm remembering this movie drunk. I swore the shark just jumped up out of nowhere and just grabbed that motherfucker.
This is not Sharknado.
And fucking pulled him down. Yeah. I was like, yeah.
You know what? I'm going to say this, and it may be controversial. I feel like critics treated Deep Blue Sea the way that they should have treated Sharknado.
Well, Deep Blue Sea came out in a different time.
Oh, yeah. I feel like, I'm just like, oh, yeah, a B-movie. This is not a fucking B-movie.
See, here's the problem. No, I can see why they called it a B-movie compared to, like, what Sharknado was doing.
Yeah.
This one took itself too seriously.
Yes, it did.
That's why it's a B. That's why it feels like a B movie.
Yeah.
It's a, and you get, people forget that B movies are B movies for a reason. Like, they come out. Sharknado is a B movie, but they knew it was a B movie.
Yeah, so they just ran with it.
Yeah, and they ran with it, and critics loved that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, totally.
They were like, this movie's stupid, but they know it's trying to be stupid, so why not? This movie was trying to be that era's Jaws, and it was too much stupid shit going on for us to take it seriously. Like, from the CGI, which I know you liked, but fucking seeing Sam Jackson get pulled in, that was the worst.
I think my best... thank you for bringing that up. I think my best CGI kill was Michael Rapaport.
Uh-huh.
Because I had the DVD, so I would sit and watch the...
Of course.
The behind the scenes and stuff.
Of course.
And how they did that, and how they had, like, how the director had the shark and was doing the whole diagram of how they... Because the shark can't technically twist like that.
Nah.
So that was the whole premise. And that kill was I liked it too. It was really quick, but I really liked it. And to know that in 99 that something like that came about, and then we also have fucking Anaconda. But anyways, it was great. I liked it.
Yeah, and if you're talking about the Sam Jack kill, you say, oh, the sharks can't twist like that. These are
GMO sharks. So that was the thing. That's why she look, sharks can't swim backwards. They can't. Bro, this part right here is so scary. He's blinking.
Like, like I said, this is why this movie was trying to take itself too seriously. Because then also, LL for his music video was doing the same shit. And I'm like, bruh.
You're in the mouth of a shark. Oh my God. Man.
Out, am I?
That shark said, oh, you want your dude back? Here. You can take him.
That motherfucker was like, Yeah, this move. Oh, oh my God. But yeah, nah. So,
girl, you better run. That part always made me mad.
Yeah, why is he the only one in the back?
Because he's
black.
Black.
Black. That's why. That, and he's like the only one that's like, yo, I don't like any of this. And she starts backing up. And he, and then he's like, let's move faster.
I'm sorry, honey. I love my partner. I would have been I wouldn't even be there.
Yeah, they, right. Ain't no.
Like, oh, y'all messing with sharks? Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, I would have been on that boat. And you got to think there's glass hitting you. The water hurts.
Yeah, it's that, gonna.
If this was real life, they would all be dead in this scene.
Except for Charlie Thomas Jane, you
of
know,
course, because he's invincible. Yeah, that, you know, I have this running joke that says, you know, like in every movie or like every like military movie, the main guy is like the one that knows everything, that's top secret, that's like the military guy. Mm-hmm. That's what Thomas Jane is in this movie. And I need to befriend that. Or I also feel like I am that person. Like if zombies were to break out right now, I would know exactly what to do.
Oh, I'm looting.
You're looting?
Yeah, I'm looting.
Now I'm shooting myself in the face.
He's not gonna. He's not in
shape.
I'm gonna drink
all of your stash, and then I'm gonna probably play Mortal Kombat until they come and eat us.
So here's the thing: y'all taking the coward's way out, right? Shag World Order will be starting.
Shag World Order.
Join me as we take over Cleveland, because no one in Ohio can beat my ass.
Damn.
Anywho, okay. So again, big brain shit. With this movie, and I really like your insight because, again, we as cavemen,
ooga booga,
would literally look at this movie and be not shitting on it, but we would literally be finding like, yo, let's talk about this bullshit ass part, like real quick. But you were bringing a different perspective, and I respect that from you.
Thank you.
And this is not only your favorite, but also working in cinema yourself.
Yeah,
you see a lot of stuff that we as commoners would not, right? And I appreciate that. I want to ask you, because we're getting close to wrapping this up, is this LL's best movie? Best horror movie? Because you're a horror person. Horror person.
Okay, best movie in general, no. I love Last Holiday. That's completely...
I said best... Well, I did say best movie, but I'm going to say best horror
best
movie.
Best horror movie? I'm not going to lie. He was funny as fuck in Resurrection. Mm. I mean, not Resurrection, in H2O. When he was reciting those poems over the phone.
Oh, yeah, I'm a fucking boy.
And, like, or I guess he was, like, an erotic author or something.
Yeah, he was an erotic author.
And that was funny.
Telling because he was talking to his girl, and he's like, yeah, I got another line.
And she's like, don't do that!
I was like, what? I need to know! And he's like, yeah, I remember that. So, again, are you taking this LL, or are you taking LL from H2O? Oh,
I'll take this LL. Because there's humor in this, too.
Oh, yeah, your favorite part.
Yeah. But the
omelet.
I feel like the preacher aspect of his character was a little overkill.
Mm.
He could have just been just a regular guy. I feel like the preach part adds the dialogue. Even the dialogue that he's having with God is hilarious.
Yeah, because he's a God-fearing black man in this movie. So, and it's like, okay, you know.
He's like, I shouldn't be here.
Exactly. He know I shouldn't be here. He took the job so he can, you know, so he can write. Hey, you know what? He took the job. So he can go back and become a poet.
And do security.
That's what he was taking odd jobs. So we're officially saying that this LL is the same LL from H2O.
Yeah.
He changed his name. He repaired his leg. And he started writing erotica. That's pretty much it. He said, I'm not cooking no more. I'm only doing erotica because that's my thing right now. So, also, I did not like when the parrot got ate. I'm going to tell you that now. I was hurt. I thought the parrot was cool.
Well, the parrot was kind of an ass.
Wait, real quick. Yeah. We have not talked about the shark kills. Because just as much as the humans have been like getting slaughtered,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie. When he blew up the shark with the lighter, which mm-hmm. is insane how that lighter would stay in the air for that long, that was amazing. When he blew up the shark.
You ate my bird.
Shoot.
Boom.
That was a cool one.
Yeah, he had a cool one.
That one that got electrocuted was kind of meh.
That one was hilarious to me for the wrong reasons, because I'm like, nah, the way that should have worked, she should have got her ass fried.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was like, this motherfucker is Teflon, and I'm so glad that they listened to their audience, because the doctor was supposed to fucking be alive.
Yeah, she was supposed to live. LL was supposed to die.
Yeah, LL was supposed to die.
Yes.
Yeah.
She got her ass in that water with that terrible ass gooey, goopy blood. I hate it. She got in that water and was trying to tame. Like, you can't control. That's the thing. That's why she's the villain. Like, you can't play God. You can't control. Like, that's nature. That is.
Can I ask you something? This is more for me than anything. That blood that they used in this movie, do you know what type of blood that was or no?
I don't know, but it doesn't look like it looked like just a lower quality of blood because it's translucent. Yeah, I can see right through it.
Okay.
Mm. Even the blood used for Skarsgård's arm was like really pinky.
Okay.
So it just really depends.
Yeah, okay. And yeah, because I'm very interested in that. And I can talk to you all about that all day. I'm still waiting for my jug of blood, though.
Oh, man, I got some in the car. I literally have literally have a jug of blood in the car.
All right.
Well, oh, man.
But it stains. I'm going to have to get you some that doesn't stain.
Okay, never mind. Fuck. I was like, quick, can I get some in time? Go home real quick before my folks get there and just lie on the ground. Do that prank.
Well, you know, you can order blood mats. I have blood mats, too. Nice. So, like in Us, when Elizabeth Moss, I think that's her name, their scene when they were getting killed, the special effects team made blood mats so that they can just lay on top of them.
Oh, nice.
Because it was carpet.
Nice.
It's for cleanup.
Nice. Oh. Now, we're getting ready to wrap this up. There are some things I want to talk to you about the movie itself and then the about your career. I'm going to do the career stuff first because I'm thinking we can go bullet points and like real quick with those. Like,
yeah, totally.
Like rap, like fucking lightning round type shit. All right. Favorite part of the job?
Seeing my name in credits.
I feel like a proud brother every time I'm going, when I Leo point to the screen when I see your shit and I'm just
seeing my name in the credits and knowing all the hard work and research and passion that has gone into just seeing my name is totally worth it. The first time I saw it, I was like really drunk and I was like, I was boohoo crying.
I already know the answer to this, but I want our audience to also know the answer to this. Favorite type of effect, like prosthetic or
it varies. I have recently been into like Quentin Tarantino and how much he squibs, how many like blood squibs he uses. And that is insane. Like I was watching Django and I was like, yo, you might have had to have like a whole team of like just blood squib workers, because like boom boom boom, it's like blood everywhere,
right?
And I'm just like, yeah, that right now, that's where my brain has been, like blood squibs. And you have to have like a pyrotechnics license to do that.
Last question for this one, your quick thoughts on CGI blood, yes or no?
Yes, if it helps the production.
Okay.
No, if it's unnecessary.
Yeah, we are practical effect fuckers in this household.
Yeah.
All right. Yay. I am not a fan. But I am a fan of you, and I am. We are fans of this movie. So, wrapping this up, you said your villain was the doctor, and we have done a piss-poor job of letting people know what the cast is and who everything else, because this is a shorter episode. But what would you give her for her motive? Like, you know, stop you there. Let me do this real quick. We here at Cinema Villains not only rate and review the movies that we watch, we also rate and review the villains that we record. And those categories we judge them are on the three are the following: the motive.
The motive.
The drip.
The drip.
And the threat level.
Threat level.
Lovely Kai, can you give me the motivation 1 out of 5 of the lovely doctor character from this movie? And I am going to pull up their name really quickly, because
one being
Dr. Susan McAllister,
one being
bad, 5 the best, yes, or whatever.
5 good, 1 ha bad.
3.
A 3? Okay. Mid.
She's big pharma, so
yeah, okay. Yeah,
that's big money.
All right. Her drip.
What do you mean?
1 out of 5. Her clothing.
Her attire?
Bad. 1.
One? Not even the wetsuit.
The wetsuit was nice. But that's just me being...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the threat level.
5. Big pharma. Drugs.
She made a super shark.
She did.
She literally was about to divert the whole ecosystem.
Yeah. Super sharks would have got us the fuck out of there.
Bad lady.
Yeah. Like, fucking couldn't even give us street sharks.
Like, they'd have finally fought killer whales. Like, right now, killer whales rule the shit.
They'd have been out here boxing. Yeah, they'd have fucking...
That shot would have got out there. Let me show y'all how it's done.
Boy, for real. Free Willy did a number on them.
A number.
Jaws fucked up America, and Free Willy just said, it wrong. You got it wrong.
Yeah, no, exactly. Orca's got the best PR team in the game.
Like, boy. Man, I'm telling you.
The fucking water Black Air Force energies. Not yeah, those things.
Bro, yes. Bro. Like. Bro. All right. Last question. Your favorite cinema villain moment. That can be any kill. That can be a certain part. That can be a reference to the movie. Or it can be based on the villain itself. Or lack of thereof.
When Jane, is her name Jane?
Yeah, it's Jane.
When Jane realizes that her husband is dead, and, you know, she's very timid in the movie. Mm-hmm. She's very shy. And she looks at Susan, and she's like, "You stupid bitch."
Fair.
And I'm like, yes.
Yes. I'm very surprised you didn't pick her dying.
Nah.
Like, not Jan, and it's Jan. I just looked it up.
Jan, yeah.
Not Jan dying, but I'm saying Susan dying. Nah. I'm very shocked that you did not pick that.
I didn't like that it wasn't gorier. It should have been like...
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should've
been. But when Jan said that to her, I was like...
Right. Yes.
Yeah, because you just like killed my husband and like plotted him against anyways. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but he was in on it too, though, right?
He was in on it. That's why he was fucked up. Part. Yeah, yeah. She was innocent, and then she ended up dying too. Anyways, yeah.
Anyway,
we're keep going.
Yeah, we're gonna let's wrap this up.
You know what my favorite moment is?
What's up, man?
The perfect omelet. Yeah.
That she was.
This is a mistake. 2 eggs, not 3. Some amateurs like to add milk.
Fair enough. I actually almost made this.
Have you made the perfect omelet?
Almost made it. I just need to know the rest of the fucking. I know.
I high key want to make the omelet that fucking Gordon Ramsay made.
Oh man!
All the fucking hot ones.
Okay. Yeah. That like, fucking
you make,
quick one.
Can you make an omelet while you're just dying?
Yes. Fucking dying slowly.
You're like, fine. Give me here.
All right. All right. Let's wrap this up and let her get home so she can revitalize herself, re-energize, and all that good shit.
Yeah, but this was a good time. It wasn't short.
It was good. It was great.
Yeah.
It was great times. All right, Ms. Fields, can you tell us where the people can follow you, where they can look at your good shit, and what you got going on?
Well, the podcast is on hold right now because I've been filming a lot. You can find me on Instagram at KY_FX. You can find me on TikTok now. I'm kind of like getting hip with TikTok. KYFX__, or you can go to www.kyfxhard.com and you can find all of that. You can find the written work, the podcast, the makeup. You can find all of that.
All right.
Sounds great.
Well.
And Shag will have all that in the show notes.
Because I've been off my... Yeah, because you called me out in the middle of this. Anyway, ladies, gentlemen, boys, and girls, thank you all for joining us. We're going to get out of here. Jose, send us away.
Anyways, everybody, take care of yourselves. We all love you. And now, we bid you adieu.
Later.
Peace out.